there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we are at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. It's the largest diving event in the Northeast, if not the country. This is a massive diving event that happens at this time every year. I love coming up here and hanging with the New Jersey divers, the New York divers. Hey, yo, Greg, we got great diving right here. You know, and they go and do a whole Sopranos thing. You God love them. And we're going to talk to some of them today. But right now, I'm wandering the aisles of Beneath the Sea and catching up with some old friends. The show's getting ready to open. They're doing like a dealer day right before the show opens. I'm recording here on Friday afternoon. It opens Friday evening around 5. But from like 1 to 5, the dealers have an opportunity to get together and mingle, a little less pressure because there's not as many people wandering aisles. So I figured, hey, this would be a great time, actually, to catch up with some of our friends that we haven't seen in a while that are out managing their dive resorts around the world. One of them, of course, is my buddy Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. Peter, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Greg and all listeners, we are great. You know, we are here in New York. It's very, very cold. We went from 30 degrees Celsius to 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and it hurts.
Yes, it does. The weather has been, actually, you know, this weekend it's not so bad. But earlier in the week, you know, when I flew up, I did a little thing in the city. Yeah, it was my little brush with winter, and one day of it was enough, as I'm sure you feel the same.
Yes, yes, and definitely, I mean, those people, we need to get those people out of here.
Yes, you would think that all this, you know, paraphernalia everyone's handing out at Beneath the Sea would encourage these folks up north to get the hell out of Dodge, fly down to Grenada, do some diving, and, you know, warm up a tad. You know, they've been in, like, hibernation, you would think, up here. Actually, they think we're a bunch of wushes. You hear what I'm saying? Which is not really that far from the truth. But when you show them the pictures of places like Grenada, it does entice them to come to places like that, doesn't it, Peter?
Yeah, no, that's for sure. And they definitely, we got the airlift, you know, you can fly with Caribbean Airlines or Delta out of JFK. And 4.5 hours later, you're in Grenada. The weather's beautiful. The water's awesome. It's just been great.
Yeah. Now, what have you been doing down there in Grenada lately? I know you got the Sculpture Park. Is there some new additions in that regard or what?
Yeah, we have our sculpture. We added another ring of children to that last year, and it's marine life.
Sinking children off the coast of Grenada, and people go dive with them. But yeah, they're statues, like cement statues.
Yeah, right? They're made out of concrete, so they can take it, and marine life's taking over. I mean, it's just mind-blowing how that marine park develops. And yeah, lots of rebreather training. You know, we are doing now the whole 9 yards all down with Trimix, etc., on the recreational diving side, everything is running well, too. You know, we're doing our underwater scooters, etc.
No, well, hold on. Well, we got to talk about a couple of things you just mentioned. Okay, so the rebreathers, that's where I got certified on the Inspiration and Evolution. I got to get back down there and do some more diving. So you're doing that. You can actually go down to Aquanauts Grenada, rent a rebreather for the week or the few days that you're on vacation. You'll teach them how to use it, the whole thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we are one of the few places in the world, actually, where you can get the experience before you make the expense. So we are providing units for people so they can really make up their mind. And I tell you one thing, so far, everybody got really addicted.
Yes, well, including me. I mean, that was where I did my three-hour dive. I've talked about this so many times. It's until I'm blue in the face. I could go on again, but we got a lot of people we got to talk to today, so we won't go too much into detail. Other than if you're a diver and you haven't tried the rebreather thing, you've got to go give that a go, and going down to Aquanauts would be the place to do it. So you've been doing the rebreather training, and you're taking the divers down there to the Bianca Sea to cruise with the Eagle Rays, or what else has been cruising through the area lately?
Yeah, we have. I mean, our usual Eagle Rays. I mean, this winter was really, we were really blessed. I mean, we had manta rays around, we had weird shark sightings, and everything. I mean, it was just great.
Yeah. Now, do you find that the whale sharks? I mean, when I was down there, we were going after the Eagle Rays and that kind of thing. But do the whale sharks react differently when you see them on a rebreather as opposed to open circuit as well, or no?
Yeah, I would say, you know, in the size of a whale shark, a marine animal doesn't really care what you're on.
They're so big, they don't give a rat's butt if you're pumping bubbles out or not.
Exactly.
But Eagle Rays and more critters like that would be a little more spooked by open circuit.
It makes a very big difference for that. You know, we just our last dive, before I came here, actually, I just had the student certified, and we did our dive, and we had about a dozen Eagle Rays dancing with us in the Bianca Sea. It blew his mind when this happened.
Yes. Now, you mentioned scooters. What are you doing with scooters now?
Yeah, we're just flying along the reef so you can cover more territory and do fun. You know, we have the GoPro camera, so you mount the camera on your scooter and make fun videos, etc.
That's rebreather as well, or both?
You can do either open circuit or rebreather.
What kind of scooters are you guys using down there now?
Oh, we are
brand.
We are using the Decor scooters.
Oh, okay.
They're still around.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still hanging, huh?
Yeah, they're still working.
Yeah. So you can cruise, do a little, reef flying or wreck flying or wall flying or whatever site you have. You have them all down there, right?
Exactly. Wrecks, walls, deep, shallow, everything is there.
All right. So what about the GoPros? How are you doing on your filming? Because I know that's one of the things you love doing, especially on your rebreather. I see all your Facebook posts. And, I've been experimenting a lot lately. On my last trip, I did a lot of footage in Saba and St. Kitts and Dominica and that kind of thing. But I was really working on, maximizing trying to get better footage from my GoPro. What have you discovered working with those things lately?
I mean, the real problem with the GoPros is the editing.
Yeah, exactly. That you shoot everything, and it takes forever to edit it, which explains why I'm about three, videos behind right now at scubaradio.com. But I'm working on it. But yeah. Now, what about you? Is that the same thing? You get stuck down in post after you shoot all this great stuff, and you're like, well, this is a great shot, but this is another great shot. Oh, well, next thing you know, your video's 2 hours long, and you're like, wait a minute, what am I going to do? Is that what's happening to you?
That is what's happening, and then sometimes, you have to do a little bit of work on the side, and then all your unedited footage starts piling up,
right.
And, oh, God, when are you going to do this?
Yeah.
And definitely the one thing for underwater with the GoPro that I can tell everybody, you got to use filters underwater.
Yeah.
And like the backscatter flip filters, they're fantastic. They do a great job. I tried others and didn't work that out. But with those, I'm really getting good results. Anybody who wants to see it, check it out on our Facebook page, Aquanauts Grenada, or our Rebreather Grenada Facebook page. A lot of footage there.
All right. So you as a fellow GoPro videographer, do you know what lick it and dunk it means?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to show you or teach you something, because a few weeks ago, what I had a problem with on my last footage, when you're at the surface with your GoPro, or any camera for that matter, and you're at the surface, you hadn't submerged yet, and you're trying to shoot maybe a shot of the divers jumping into the water, and all of a sudden, you shoot it, you think you got it, you get it back on your computer, start editing, and realize there's water drops all over the housing, right? You've had that happen.
Yes, exactly. Same problem you have with any fisheye lens.
Yeah, and it ruins your shot. It drives you insane. But I learned that if you lick it and dunk it, that will create a sheen on the housing, and it'll keep the water drops from forming and ruining your shots. How about that?
Okay, that's another little trick, but I mean, after I tell you now, I will have to kill you. You can use alcohol wipes, like those baby wipes or stuff like this, and they work great. They keep it really clear, and you don't get the water drops.
Alcohol wipes, like a screen protector wipe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, kind of, if you lick it, it's probably the same.
Yeah. Well, you know, lick it and dunk it sounds more our speed. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
You know, when we're with the mermaids, here, lick this. No, no, the camera.
No, yeah, yeah.
It's that was bad. I'm sorry. It was just too easy. But, yeah, okay, so alcohol wipes. Rain-X is another one I've heard. You could put that on there.
Yeah, exactly.
But so you do that? You use the alcohol wipes? How long would that last for a dive? You just do it before the dive or usually forget?
No, I mean, it will last you like two or three submersions, and then you have to redo it again. Okay. It's really only like for doing the surface shots.
Yeah, but that drove me crazy. I had a lot of footage that I lost because of these water droplets, so... But in a pinch, if you don't have alcohol wipes or Rain-X, lick it and dunk it. But you just lick it and dunk it once. Yeah, you can't dunk it too long. Yeah. It's like a mask thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like with
the sounds good. I don't know if it works, but that's what I read on the internet, so it must be true.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
We got so many people to talk to. I better let you get back to happy hour here for the exhibitors. You think, Peter?
Yeah, we got to see what's happening here at the show, see what's new, catch up with old friends while we have time before all the consumers are coming in.
Exactly, because it gets jam-packed in this place. All right, more coming up from New Jersey and the Beneath the Sea Dive Show here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from real live mermaids. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I'm going to Jersey Shore.
Yeah, New Jersey.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in New Jersey. We are beneath the sea. It's a major dive event in the Northeast. Anybody who's anybody in the dive industry is here this weekend. Matter of fact, the dive god, Neil Watson, obviously is here at the event. And we got some big news for you about Neil a little bit later on in the show when we talked to him. Pretty cool announcement was made this week. Now, we just talked to Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. Scuba Cowboy's here as well. And Pup's taking a break from singing right now to join me. And we're hanging out here with Peter, catching up a little bit. You having a good time, right?
I'm always having a great time. We're talking about Grenada right now, and that always makes me happy.
Yeah, and you know, I was going to wander off, but then Nakima, you know, I didn't say it right, did
I? No, you didn't. It's Nicoyan.
Nicoyan. Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. And she gave me chocolate. And she knew that, you know, that would keep us around a bit longer. So they have this pure Grenada chocolate, but it's really the theme with Grenada right now. The Tourism Authority has come up with this thing, Pure Grenada, which means what exactly?
Okay, this is our new destination brand. And by the way, my name is Nicoyan Roberts, and I am responsible for all things nautical, I'm told, of which diving is one of them.
Sure.
Now, in this pristine global environment, we have to make sure that we keep it that way. So Grenada spoke to a lot of its stakeholders, tourism, agriculture, etc. And a 14-year-old boy said, when I think of my island, I think of keeping it pure because it's already pure. When you come to dive, you want pure beaches, you want pure reefs, you want to be able to see when you go down to the Titanic of the Caribbean, the Bianca Sea, which is one of our fabulous dive sites.
Right.
You have to be a technical diver to get there, folks. So come to Grenada, Google it, you'll find us, and come and taste our pure chocolate, come experience our pure diving, go to our pure waterfalls, and just bring your family. There's something for those who want to see under the water, and there's lots for people who want to stay above the water. So we are waiting to welcome you.
Yeah, and don't forget, she mentioned chocolate. They got some of the best chocolate in the world in Grenada, don't they?
Yes, we have 60% dark. We have 71%, 82%. It's organically grown. That means it's pure, pure, pure. And you can go to www.nothinglikechocolate.com to learn more about our pure chocolate in pure Grenada.
Yeah, I mean, the cocoa industry is huge in Grenada, and they export cocoa all around the world. Like Switzerland gets a lot of their cocoa from Grenada. We've been there, sampled several times. Trust me, just the trip to Grenada for the chocolate is worth your adventure. But of course, the diving is great. And lo and behold, we run into all our friends. You know, we're catching up with Peter and Galinda and your daughter.
My daughter Ariel.
Yeah, your daughter Ariel. We made her a Grenada mermaid last time we were there.
Yes.
Yeah. How's she doing? She's still swimming?
She's still swimming, and she's studying hard. She's at the St. George's University doing a degree in
mermaiding.
Business.
No, oh, business. Okay.
Mermaiding doesn't pay. We told her, get a real degree for a real job.
Yeah, it really doesn't pay that much. We'll have to talk to Tiffany about that a little bit later on. But yeah, it's good to see you. Pure Grenada, that's the new theme. That's what they're pushing here for the year for Grenada. You come out here, and of course, at the booth, they got the chocolate. They got cinnamon, nutmeg, the whole spiel. And you know, like I said, the chocolate alone. I mean, every time we went to Grenada, if we don't come back with chocolate, they don't let us back in the country.
Didn't I mean, score, we got chocolate.
Yeah,
Grenada chocolate.
Don't tell Tiffany.
No, I'm hoarding
this. Is ours, pup. If she's not here, she gets none. That's the way out of the, you got my back, right, Gerlinda?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, don't tell Tiffany there's chocolate around here. We'll never get her to do anything. Because she'll be over here at the Grenada booth the whole time, for sure. But, all right, well, let's wander and see who else we can run into. You think, pup?
Sounds like a great plan to me.
And here we have Justin from, Key Largo. Amy Slate Tamori Dive Center, right?
Yes, sir.
And the Justin Time. That is that the name of the dive boat, or what is that?
It's the name of the six-pack boat that we have.
Okay.
We have
named
one.
After you.
That's right. Who else?
Right, exactly. How you been, man?
Pretty good, pretty good, you know.
Exactly. You know, it's funny because I talk to Justin almost every time when we're up here at BTS. And, you know, I feel like I'm talking to one of the locals because you're from this neck of the woods. You kind of have that little bit of that whole Jersey background, right? What are you going to do? Right. Exactly. So, but you actually live in Key Largo, so I don't know, the best of both worlds, I guess, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So how you been? I mean, what's the latest on this TV show?
I don't know what's going to happen with it yet. I don't know. You know, they're going back and forth and this and that, so I have no idea, you know, if it's going to go or not.
Yeah, it's one of those projects they started filming last year, shooting a pilot,
exactly.
And, you know, it's in TV La La Land at the moment.
On the floor somewhere.
Yeah, well, you never know. It might be resurrected. There's a few people doing different things like that, you know, so you popped up. God knows there's plenty of material down there in Key Largo, right?
Believe me.
Yeah, are you guys keeping busy there and doing the diving right now, or what? How's it been?
It has been really, really good this year.
Yeah.
I mean, last year was good, and this year's been even better, and I just can't believe it. Last year was the best year we ever had, and then this year, it's better than that. I just, hey, knock on wood.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and of course he's knocking on his forehead. But you don't know if it's the economy or if it's just the weather's been working with you guys, a little combination of everything, huh?
I think people are tired of everything. You know, yeah. Boeing, the flight being down or whatever. Yeah,
right, right.
The weather, the this, the that. They say, you know what? We can't afford it, maybe, but we're going to go spend money. They're just flooding the Keys.
Yeah. Well, they're up here and they're cold and they're like, they see us. They see a buddy like you, like, hey, you're one of us, man. And he's like, you got a nice tan. You're looking good. You had a good old time. Maybe I ought to go give that Key Largo thing a try. You think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what about the diving? What have you seen down there in Key Largo lately, Justin?
We've seen some eagle rays, which yeah, I mean, we see them relatively often, but saw a big bull shark out on the Duane.
Oh, okay.
And we see some of those, too, especially people spearing out there, you know, lately.
Right. Now, are they, you get regular spear fishermen, but are they doing the lionfish thing, too, and trying to keep those guys at bay down there as well, or what?
Absolutely. We kill them every chance we get to see them, but you have to be specially certified to do that through reef.
Yeah. Wait, what? Well, in the protected area, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You can't have a spear gun.
Can't have a spear gun.
Not on
the boat. But if you get a special certification for lionfish down in the Keys or something, they'll let you?
They're like the Catholic Church, like the Pope. You get a dispensation.
And you get a little spear gun, like 6 inches long.
Right. It's not really a spear gun. No. It's more like a thing with
a pokey
thing on it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. So, eagle rays, bull sharks. Yeah.
It's been really beautiful, man.
Yeah. Good really biz, the whole thing?
Been very good. You know, honestly, yesterday was blowing a little bit, you know, and we get those days. But there's been sets of weeks that it's just been gorgeous.
What water temp? What is the water temp in the Keys right now?
About 78.
Oh, I like it. Sounds good.
That's cool. Right?
Yes. Hey, well, it's cold for us, but up here, these guys are like, that's bath water, baby. Let's go. All right, more coming up from beneath the sea in New Jersey. Stay close. Beneath the sea here in New Jersey, having a big time with our friends from the dive industry during the dealer day portion of the event. We're going to talk to a lot of the people once they let the general public in here in just a bit. But I'm catching up with a lot of friends right now. This is the rare opportunity we have before the madness starts, and you have a few minutes to catch up with those type of folks. And one of them is Kamala from Single Divers. How are you, Kamala?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. Jersey, you know, hanging out with all these Jersey divers, New York divers, it's a good time, isn't it?
Almost as good as being on Scuba Radio and hanging out with you.
Wayne Brown knows. That's what I've always loved about Kamala. She knows how to work it. But you can go to singledivers.com and, go on a trip with them. But you have to be a single diver? No. You don't even have to, do you?
No. Our hookups are to tanks. It's all about diving. So if you want a dive buddy, we got plenty.
That's right. And, Pup, you go on trips with her.
As a matter of fact, we do a huge party down in Roatan every year. It's gotten so big that we expanded it from 1 week to two.
Nice. So 2 weeks, you can go for both weeks or pick one, I guess.
Exactly. One or two, the price is stupid, silly, cheap, but the value is there. Three dives a day and daily concerts by Pup, the Scuba Cowboy.
Daily concerts. That is a treat in itself, for sure.
That, and if you don't know how, I will teach you how to cull lionfish very successfully.
How to call lionfish.
Yes. Like
call them or no, C-U-L-L?
As in call, as in harvest.
Oh, okay.
Get like them kill off them. The reef. Yes.
Kill them and eat them. Right?
We do the resort, Media Luna, will actually prepare them for us.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And we do lionfish clinics. We teach people how to kill the little bastard. Ooh, not supposed to say that word on radio. Oh, it's scuba radio.
That's right. Who cares? We have no standards here, Kamala. Come on.
We have standards. They're just not really high.
Yeah, that's right. They're low because we're divers, and that just is appropriate for us, right?
Hey, you know, Garth said all his friends were in low places, but you don't get any lower than beneath the sea, so.
Well, there you go. But, and that's a good thing. Trust me, if you're listening going, what the hell's going on? Well, that's just a typical day here in the dive industry. And we got plenty more coming up where this came from, so stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Yay!
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 355. You can't jump a dead car battery with a couple of electric eels. Believe me.
You think so?
I know what I'm talking about.
Some of us feel differently.
Trust me. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How are you, Nick?
I'm great, Greg. How about you?
Mostly good.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing specific, but just something's bugging me.
Help me out here.
Well, I heard this guy in a store earlier today, and I heard him talking about this great new boat he's got and how he's going to go take all his friends diving.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, well, he started talking about how great it would be not to have to dive from a charter boat. He and his friends could now, and I quote, get nuts.
Thinking like that is nuts. Diving from a private boat is no different than diving anywhere else, and good divers know that.
Why don't we run through what boat owners and their diving friends might want to keep in mind?
Sure. The first thing to keep in mind is that while diving from a private boat can be a great adventure, it also means great responsibility. You're essentially diving without a safety net, and so all the planning, safety considerations, emergency procedures, and everything else is on your shoulders.
So where do we start?
I think we should start with the boat itself. Like the dive gear, you need to make sure your boat is properly and routinely maintained, and it should meet all licensing and registration requirements. And that goes for the boat captain as well.
And if the boat is sound?
Stock it with all the standard safety gear you'd have on a traditional charter boat. In addition to the standard marine equipment, like life jackets, fire extinguishers, and radios, there should be a first aid kit on board, and ideally, an emergency oxygen unit.
What about dive flags, marker buoys, that sort of thing?
All of the above. Especially since in most waters, it's required that boats with divers in the water fly a flag to indicate it.
Okay, so assuming the boat has safety gear for every contingency.
Make sure there's someone on board who knows how to use it. The captain is an obvious choice, but there should be someone else who knows basic first aid and how to use the oxygen kit as well. If only one person has been formally trained, have that person give at least the basics during the dive briefing.
So you're in favor of a dive briefing, even on a private boat?
Absolutely. I don't care where you're diving. In any group setting, a dive briefing is essential. In the case of diving from a private boat, it's no different than a charter. The captain should review the basics on the boat, both in terms of how to find everything, as well as what procedures are to be followed. And that includes the plan of how the day will progress and the emergency plan.
What about when you're on site? What considerations do you have to keep in mind?
Even though the considerations of diving from a private versus charter boat are the same, there are a few differences. Private boats are often not built specifically for diving, so you'll have to think about how you'll enter and exit the water. Especially exiting, ladders on private boats are not usually as easy to climb as those on a charter boat, so you'll want to think through your reboarding strategy before you get into the water. Dive lines are another consideration. They're unlikely to be as extensive as on a charter boat, but you should at least have a drift line in the water for divers who surface and get caught in a current.
What about a bubble watcher?
That's an excellent point. When you're planning the dive, you absolutely should decide who will be staying on board to tend to things topside.
Is it really necessary? I mean, as long as you double-check the anchor line,
Anchors come undone. Storms arise, conditions shift, and divers surface far away. There are a lot of things that can occur that can be contained as small problems if you have someone on board that can respond quickly and efficiently.
So make sure that person you leave to tend the boat knows what he's doing.
Yes. He or she should be completely familiar and comfortable with handling the boat, executing the dive and emergency procedures, and generally being the topside support.
Sounds like a lot to consider. Might be more trouble than it's worth.
No. When you get down to it, it's still all about the dive safety essentials. Planning, preparation, and communication. No matter where you're diving, you still have to be thorough in your planning, and you still have to take the time to prepare properly. You still have to talk the plan through with the rest of the group, and you still have to make sure there is safety equipment on hand and that someone knows how to use it. Every dive requires that same care and approach, and we know how worth it they are.
You're right. You know, the boat show is in town.
Let's go!
Diving from a private boat can feel like the epitome of diving independence. But remember, going out on your own means that you're on your own in terms of planning and execution. You know what to do, though. Think the day through like you do every dive day, and don't be afraid to talk to your fellow boat captains to make sure you thought of it all. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back wandering the aisles at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, largest diving event in the Northeast, if not the entire country. It really, they fight it out between the Long Beach Scuba Show and Beneath the Sea as who's bigger and better. But I tell you, they're both a massive events. And if you're a diver, this is where you're at, especially if you're in the dive industry. And we're wandering around catching up with some of our friends. And I have to catch up with our friends from Shark Diving International, Lawrence and James. Guys, how are you?
We're doing great. Good to see you again, Greg.
Yes. You know, the only time we get to catch up is at these shows. You know what I'm saying? But I stay up to date with you guys on Facebook and stuff. You guys are always posting crazy stuff, right, James?
Hey, we have to. That's what we do.
Yeah, and the one thing I keep seeing from you, Lawrence, when you're out there diving with the Great Whites in Guadalupe or off the coast of California is now you got your helicopter thing, your quadcopter. You're going nuts with this thing, aren't you?
Yeah, we have quadcopters, octocopters. We fly the GoPros. We fly red cameras, whatever you want. It's in the sky or in the sea, we can film it.
Yes. What is an octocopter? I don't even, what is that, eight of them?
Yeah, it's eight big blades. Engines for carrying big movie cameras.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're like shooting stuff for Discovery or just, you know, the next IMAX masterpiece or what?
Whoever will pay.
Yeah, well, exactly. Right. And you're the guy who gets to fly the toys around in the air. I see you there. And I've seen those videos of you running the controls, and you just look like a pig in, you know.
Well, you know, it took a lot of practice. We've splashed a few. We have paid our dues. Oh, yeah. Thank God for insurance.
You get insurance on your quadcopter.
Yeah, but you have to bring back the carcass. You got to bring back the ashes, the pieces, whatever. So you have to put flotation on these things if you're going to fly them over water.
Yeah, well, you're flying them over places like Guadalupe and you're trying to get a bird's eye view of Great Whites. Do the Great Whites ever take interest in these quadcopters if you get too close to the water or what?
Well, you know, they're causing vibrations on the surface. I don't think the shark is really interested, but you definitely can take really good weird angled shots when they come out of the water to get the bait. You can get really cool shots where you couldn't get that from the boat.
Yeah, it just the view is phenomenal and the footage is great. Are you messing with that too, James, or are you sticking to the in-water camera work?
No, I unfortunately I'm the one who hooked Lawrence on these octocopters and quads. A few years ago, we were looking at ways to get aerial views of Guadalupe, and we were going to buy a blimp, and then found out that wasn't going to work, and then right. I found these, the Phantom helicopters, and they work really good for the GoPros.
Yeah, it is impressive, and they've gotten smaller, lighter, cheaper, the whole thing. I mean, do you have one you would even recommend right now, Lawrence, or no?
Well, a shameless plug would probably be for the DJI Phantom 2.
Yeah.
They've increased the flight times, 15 minutes bare helicopter. You start putting gimbals and cameras and FPV equipment on there, it drops it down about 10 to 12 minutes, but that's, twice as long as they used to fly, so you can stay up and loiter and get the shots.
So you get one all tricked out for about what, you figure?
$3,000 for a pro kit.
Okay, that's for pro, for yeah. Like if you're shooting real TV. But if you're just some schmo like me that wants to go fly a quadcopter around. You could probably do this for a grand or so, couldn't you?
Yeah, just the bare helicopter is less than $400 now.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that's in my budget. Just a matter of if I can, use it as one of my free bags on my JetBlue flight. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, aren't you a pilot now?
Well, I'm working on it. I'm a pilot in training, just like I was last year when we spoke about that.
Yeah.
But, I'm still training. I'm still learning.
Well, these helicopters, these RC helicopters, are a great way to train for a real experience.
Yeah, actually, the FAA is talking about making some kind of certification. You hear about that? You know, they don't like these UAVs going through U.S. airspace.
Drone is a dirty word.
Exactly. But it's a pretty cool one, though. I mean, I think it's the future, don't you?
Well, it's going to be the future for excellent photography.
Right.
We couldn't get before, but at the same time, it has a dark side. When the paparazzi start using these things, basically you could peek in anybody's window anytime you want.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you're flying these around, getting those shots of the great whites, you say you have splashed a couple accidentally. Have you ever had one get too close to one of the sharks? And the sharks are kind of spooked by it if it gets too close to the water, or what?
No. That never had any wildlife issues, but they're flying with GPS coordinates, so they always know where they are. And if they lose that signal, they don't know where to go, and they just fly away and splash.
Yeah, when they splash, it's not good.
Yeah, amazing footage you get with these things, for sure. And, of course, Shark Diving International, place to go if you want to go dive with the great whites.
SeaSharks.com and GreatWhiteAdventures.com.
More coming up from beneath the sea. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
We commit their bodies to the deep, looking for the resurrection of the body when the sea shall give up her dead, and the life of the world to come.
Well, you know, we're right across the river from New York City. We come up here, we hang. with some of our friends in the Big Apple. Go visit Human Newman at Sirius XM Studios. And we saw George Lopez walking down the aisle. But we'll save that for another day and another story to share. Right now we are in New Jersey. And wandering the aisles of Beneath the Sea. Now, you know, it gives us an opportunity to catch up with some friends that we haven't seen, especially during this dealer time that they have, where they give an opportunity for all the exhibitors to kind of mingle amongst themselves before the general public's allowed in. So I'm wandering around catching up with some of those folks. But also it gives me an opportunity to check in with, you know, the latest and greatest stuff that's on display before the rest of the public is opened up to this. And we're hanging out right now in the Light and Motion booth. Now, if you've been listening to the show at all over the last month or two, especially since our trip to Saba and St. Kitts and Dominica, you'll know that I've been shooting these GoPro videos that we've posted at scubaradio.com and using Light and Motion Sola lights in particular is what I've been using. But they have these new Gobi lights that are extremely economical and quite phenomenal as far as the price point is concerned. Ryan here is from Light and Motion from California. He came out to New York to do this. And can I interrupt you guys just for a second? I get it. Well, first of all, what's your name?
My name is Ray. How are you?
Ray. And see, Ryan and Ray, they're comparing notes, and it's easy to get into that.
He's briefing me on how to operate one of these things.
Yes, which is a good thing.
I had an expletive deleted description of the instructions.
Yes, okay. Well, you know, that might have been one you found online. I don't know. It's one of those special online manuals. But Ryan,
piece of gear.
It is. I love them. These. What do you like? What's selling best right now? The Solas or the Gobies? These Gobies are brand spanking new, and those are really you know, catching the market by storm, aren't they?
Yeah, they're definitely catching in at the lower price point, and the functionality where you can switch the heads and you can use multiple different types of beam patterns. No matter what you're shooting, video or photo, you can change it in seconds on the boat in between dives.
Yeah, now I have been shooting the solar lights before, but when I've been out on these liveaboard trips that we've been going on, people come up to me and they're asking me, what is a good entry-level light system? And that Gobi combo kit with the tray and the two 700s, I believe. Yep. What is that? Is that just called the combo?
That's going to be the video combo kit. You get an action camera tray, fits GoPro and all the other small action cameras, and you get two 700 lumen wide angle lights to go on it. So all you need is, you know, go grab yourself a GoPro and, you know, a tripod mount from GoPro themselves for, you know, $10, and you're all set to go.
Yeah, so, I mean, that is I'd say that's the best entry-level system out there right now. Would you agree with me? Since you work for Light Motion, I'm guessing you're going to say yes.
But of course.
Exactly. But then you can go up to these solar lights and bring down with you, like, the power of the sun, which is kind of what I had two 2500s down in Saba and lit up stuff, man. And you know, there's some tourists that I shine my light in front of when we're at the surface and we're snorkeling, and I don't think they can see right now. But that's not my problem, right?
Yeah, that is not your problem. 2500 is I'd have to say my personal favorite as well right now.
Yeah,
you know, it's as bright as two car headlights.
Is there such thing as having too much light for your video underwater?
Of course not.
No, of course not.
For video, you're going to want as much light as possible and really get that color to pop.
Yeah. Well, when you have something that bright too, I guess that would work well for stills if you're shooting stills with a GoPro or another camera system for that matter, right?
We are at that point where we are putting out enough light out of these small little packages that you can take still camera photos, you know, without much issue.
Yeah. Now, so that's the Sola 2500. I got two of those I'm using right now with my GoPro 3 Hero Black Edition Plus. And then you could actually go a step up from that, which the guys from Scuba Nation were using when we were in the Bahamas a few weeks ago. And that's what?
Next one up is a 4000.
I think, is there a 5000 too or 4000?
Stick around.
Could be. You know, they're always kicking it up a notch. But yeah, 4,000. I went there and I said, he goes, what are you shooting? I'm like, I got two 2500s. Beat that. He goes, well, I got two 4,000s. Yeah. So I'm like, what?
We have,
it's not fair.
We have some guys out there shooting. One guy has a rig of 12 4,000s. You know, he makes a living off of it, so... But
so what is he trying to do exactly? Literally take the, you know, turn the night into day?
He likes to boil water while he's down there, make pasta, a little snack in between.
Nice.
He's making some phenomenal pictures with some really great lighting features to them.
Yeah, and you guys make these in California, Monterey,
yep.
Made in America, that kind of thing.
We just reinvested ourselves. We just upgraded a a helicopter repair facility turned into our new factory. So we moved two towns over. We're still in the U.S., but we have a larger facility.
Yeah. You make everything right here in the U.S., and they're just a huge success story, not just in the dive industry, but especially for your fellow businesses there in California, right?
Absolutely. And then we also do bike lights, camping headlamps, all that. So the Gobi, to bring it full circle, actually, you're able to use above and below water. So that kind of covers our bike line, our dive line, and anyone that wants to go camping or work on your car and barbecue.
Is this where the future's going, you think? Or is it too early to say?
I think it's too early to say, but the market has reacted extremely well to just the functionality. Every customer I talk to usually does more than just scuba dive.
Well, I got to ask you, too. So you're shooting which Sola right now yourself?
I use it as a dive light. I use it for photography. The 1200.
The 1200 is a dive light, which is it's the ultimate dive light, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Yeah, you can't beat these.
I had it in Cozumel in January, and he was like the Empire State Building being lit up when the rest of us had our little dinky lights.
You want to turn your night dive into a day dive?
See what you're doing.
That's all you got to do is get hooked up with the folks at Light in Motion. Lightinmotion.com. Check them out. All right. That'll take care of hour one. We got plenty more to talk with these folks up in New Jersey. We're going to talk to some of the attendees coming into the show here shortly. So stick around. We're just getting started here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little snug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get lucky here, down in the mud here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.